Hey there. Looks like you've worked up a little bit of a sweat for me, but not enough to fill this jar. You look so great out there in the gym, but all that sweat was being wasted, dripping onto the ground. I had to do something. It's my duty to cherish everything about you. No, don't be scared. Be happy we finally meet. See? I've been watching over you all this time, keeping you safe and making sure none of those silly girls come after you. But my mom found my shrine of you in my closet and threw it out, so I need to restart my collection. It started off with the pictures I took of you secretly, and a lock of your hair, and you're sitting on a bus, none the wiser that I was snipping behind you. And then, one time, you left sweat behind on the bench. And I tried to scoop it up somehow, but as you imagine, it was quite difficult. So I was disappointed that I didn't manage to get your sweat. It just made me yearn for it more. You always got what you can't get, huh? So I devised a plan. I noticed you're usually the last guy to leave the changing room, so I thought I could lock us in together, and if I tingle you hard enough, I can get you to sweat. Well, you always take a shower after working out, so it isn't sweat I'd be collecting off you. You make it all go to waste. Such a shame to let your juice just go into the drain like that. But I notice when you're on the treadmill, you like to watch ASMR. And I did research about it and said it gives tingles, so I thought if I get you hot and bothered with ASMR in real life, then I could easily get some sweat from you. Hold still. I brought a sponge for this. It's warm, right? I was holding it between my thighs while waiting for you to come in here. We'll get all that sweat off nice and easy, or make you sweat. Oh, you're starting to sweat more. Is it because I'm so close? You're doing such a good job. Keep sweating. Our faces are so close, it would be so easy to just lean in and our lips would touch. No, bad union. Remember consent. Besides, we wouldn't want our first kiss to be in a stingy locker room. I'll check your sign. Ah, your ears are so blushy. Can you feel my breath on them? Gentle exhales, warm and moist, tangling the little hairs in your ears. I want to taste them so bad. I can stay strong. I can do this. On the other side. Oh, you have a freckle behind this ear. I need to add that to my notebook. I just want to know everything about you. I think you're amazing. I admire you so much. Does me saying that make you sweat even more? Yep, it does. And it's all for me. What a lucky girl I am. Let's add some of that to the collection of you. Don't worry, baby. I'll take good care of all your jukes. I just love the thought of having a piece of you with me wherever I go. For real now. See? Do you like that? I managed to get a little bit already. about these. You know what the sounds remind me of? How your sweat is going to sound when I shake it around in this jar. It really does sound as good as this. And I'll probably go to sleep shaking that jar around in my ears all night. Or maybe I could, like, use your sweat for health reasons, like as bath drops. Just run the bath and then put a little drop of you in it so I could sit and bathe with you. How romantic is that? Is that making you sweat harder? Do you love the thought of that? This bodily reaction you have is so nice. You're making me blush. You must like me back too, right? Maybe you can collect my sweat in a jar too so you can both have each other. How lovely would that be? You love that idea. I know you do. Look how much more you're sweating. The jar will be too full at this point. Ugh. I don't want to put the sweat to waste, so I'll clean you up. Don't worry. All I want to do is taste it.
Thank you.
These ears are mine. Your sweat is mine. All this delicious nervous sweating was caused by me. So it's my right to lick it. You taste even better than I expected you to.